of live performances by inspiring and local artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to them. Studio 6 invites performers to join us atop Burnaby Mountain for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive.
You all, so...
Everything good?
Everything's good over here. Hey, Jess, you ready to roll?
Yeah, I can just see your head a little bit.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm just going to do this. Cool. Do you see the camera?
No.
Okay, great. Then this is where it's staying. Cool.
He didn't answer me. Can you?
Jesse, are you good? Are you rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm good.
Sick. Vi, you good?
Yeah.
Oh, she's good.
She's good? Okay. Cool. So I'm just going to do a little intro thing, and then you can blast off to your first song, okay? So welcome to CJSF Studio 6, live with Girls Nails. Take it away.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sick. That was, have we reached the first break?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Your songs are like a journey. So it was hard to keep up. I'm like, where did we break? Where did we not break? Cool.
Same way.
Cool. Thank you for being here. This is awesome. Those were phenomenal. Like, it's great. I actually had the privilege of seeing you at perform at Shindig, and hence why you're here today, because you are the Shindig champions. So how was that? How did that feel?
It definitely came as a huge surprise. Shindig for us was some of our first like live performances, aside from, you know, like house shows or anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, every show we went in expecting to lose. So it was like a huge shock and just like an awesome like learning experience for sure. Like, we were so grateful that we made it that far and ended up actually winning it all. It's been great for us. Yeah.
Absolutely. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That last battle was up against Sleepy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And who was the second?
Russian Tim in the
Russian
battle.
Tim, yeah. So, you know, you were against some pretty heavy competition. I mean, Tim's been around for a long time, and Sleeping Gonzalez certainly seems like they've got a lot of caliber behind them, too. So,
yeah, shout out Sleeping Gonzalez, another band from Surrey. They're really tight.
They're super tight. They're, in fact, so tight that they're actually coming in to do one of these eventually. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so, this is. It's been tremendous to have you here. And, you know, your band's so unique. I don't think there's another Vancouver band quite like this one. So and I'm sure you get asked this a lot. So instead of asking you about your name, I'm going to ask you the other annoying question that you probably get all the time, which is, what would you describe your band as?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a question that I ask myself a lot. And I'm still not really sure if I found an answer, but it's... I guess at its core, it's like kind of like punkish, but not quite punk, and kind of like rock, but not quite rock, and just a bunch of nerdy music stuff.
Yeah,
we're all just a bunch of nerds.
It's you know, it's wild. I hear so much like math rock and emo in it, but then you've got a horn section, and you're not performing with the whole horn section right now, are you?
Right, we're short a saxophone today.
Oh my gosh. Do you often find that you perform like without bits of your lineup?
Mm-hmm. There, yeah, just because it's definitely really tough to work around 8 people's schedules.
Yeah. So
it's hard enough working around 4 people's schedules.
I remember when I booked you in, you sent me a calendar picture and you just marked with dots the days that you were, and you're like, any day without a dot.
I'm guilty. Half of those are mine.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's wild, but I'm glad you made it out up here all the way to the mountain. Have you ever been to SFU, by the way, at least here?
I never have.
I have. Cool. I have tons of friends who go here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So do you remember like the Highland or anything like that? It's like the one thing that used to be cool up here. So hopefully we're going to bring some of that back. But anyways, enough questions and more rock. So let's take it away to your next song. Yeah, it's very hot in here. It's the first day of summer too, so at least like kind of the first day of summer, and it kind of cooled off, and now it's back to being hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're in a tiny orange room with orange lights, so
orange,
we're not doing you any favors right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much blending in over there in the corner. Maybe while we wait just for the switch, what is the song called?
It's got a mic.
Yeah, pass it over. Yeah.
So the song's called You're Not Martin Luther King. It's a quote from an Eric Andre skit.
this is our like stick now. We clap from the outside. And,
I like it.
Well, thank you.
Feels like we got a sketch.
Oh, it's hot in here.
Sick. All right. Well, I've been ruminating on a couple things while you've been playing. Wait. We are on the second break, right? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So one of the things is, how did you all meet? Like, how did this start?
Oh, God. We can start over here.
It's quite a long-spanning story. I guess back in grade 10, Jackson and I got together just after there was a talent show that I played in. And And he, because we were both in concert band throughout high school, but we never really spoke until he saw me play for the talent show. And he was like, hey, man, we should start jamming together.
When I said that, I had never played the drums in my life. But I just really wanted to play in a band because I thought he was such a sick guitar player. So, like, went out and bought a kit and just started jamming.
Jackson actually plays a saxophone.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I go to school for saxophone.
Really?
Yeah, I'm graduating soon, so that's cool.
But yeah, and then Jackson and I played a couple of shows, just like lunchtime shows at school, just him on the drums and me on guitar, and then Quinn saw us, and I remember one day he said, hey, man, I really like your stuff, can I jam with you guys after school?
I guess that's so creepy.
And it was creepy. And but then we went to jam, and Quinn basically played note for note a song that I had written, and like I'd never shown it to him before. So just the fact that he was able to learn it and then replicate it was like, okay, we got to start playing with this guy now. And then I'll let Jackson talk about
the rest.
Shit.
Jackson and I met when I was in grade 12, so you were in grade 11, right?
Yeah.
We were in a community band together, and I actually played flute sitting right next to him, and then I never saw him for like 3 years. And then we actually reconnected a year ago at a music festival at UBC.
Oh, cool.
That actually helped run, but for a club called BVP.
Cool.
And we are both wasted. He comes up to me and says, Laura, do you want to sing for our band? And I was like, oh, okay. And then that's how I joined.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, that was it. That was it. Yeah. That's it. There's nothing more.
Yeah.
Am I going? Yeah. I'm dating one of the guitarists, so I met everyone through through him. And
we went to music school.
Yeah, we went to music school together, too. And I think, yeah, Laura couldn't make some of the gigs. And since I'm a singer, they were like, yeah, we trust you to learn the stuff. And
she's got a beautiful voice.
You're all great at what you do, by the way. So,
thank you. You too.
Thank you. I'm not an interviewer, by the way. Just like he's not a drummer, this is not my normal gig. So, oh, good. Yeah, let's pass it around.
And then we go to school with Jackson. We go to music school with Jackson. And yeah, pretty much one day he was just like, we need horns.
Like, he called me up one summer. He's like, hey, want to play in this band? I'm like, sure. And I've never seen him play like the drum kit before. I thought he was like just a sax player. I show up, we've got we've got a sax player, and I see Jackson on the kit. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the story.
But you know, that's how magic happens, you know, and you know, it's cool. I often find that bands that start kind of in this more organic way are often the bands that, when you ask them the genre questions, are the ones that can't answer, and it comes from the fact that they're writing music that they all collectively have put something into it. And to give it like a label like